Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday. Kind of a hazy day out there, but warm enough for Janelle to go to a baseball game.
Yay, finally.
How was it?
It was nice. I shouldn't say that is because nobody was sitting next to me in the next three seats, and then nobody was sitting in front of me.
Nice.
It was kind of nice.
It's very nice.
And the usher kept bringing me ice, like, without me requesting it.
Oh.
So.
What?
That's very kind.
Every time he'd come down, he'd be like, here's a fresh cup of ice.
Well, that's crap.
Well, it might be, but it happened. It
brings me anything. It looked like you were behind a dugout?
Yes.
Which one?
Cardinals.
Is that, like, your go-to spot?
Well, originally I had sat there because I thought I could even out my tan because I was tan on the left-hand side.
I respect that.
And then I'm terrible about where the sun's going to go, and then it just ended up on that. So next game we're going to try to look for the third base. I'm going to look for the visitor side. Try to do something.
What do you mean you're terrible where the sun goes?
Because, because when I was sitting in the bleachers, it was... Everything was here, and so I was like, it was behind me, and so I thought, oh, and, you know, I don't pay attention, and then until I was cooking.
Okay. That's like me when I couldn't find the moon.
That's right.
Yeah, sun and moon, they'll trick you, man.
I don't know what the hell the sun is doing.
I didn't know where it was heading in the stadium.
What are you doing? Where are you going? you did make it in last week, so let's catch up. What have you seen the last couple weeks?
Okay, so... Predator Killer of Killers is out on Hulu right now. Everybody's raving about it. It's animated, but it's really, really good. Told in about 4 chapters. Excellent. I think if you've seen Prey, you'll really enjoy this.
Okay. I loved Prey.
Especially watch, I think, towards like a credit scene. It should tie into that.
Okay.
We had How to Train Your Dragon, the live version of it. We had The Life of Chuck, Materialists. I watched that new Titan, the Ocean Gate documentary
Did
today.
You? How's like, that?
It's, I have so many competing thoughts on it that are.
Isn't it kind of about how the guy was a psycho?
It's more, I was going to say he's just acting like your typical billionaire. So take for that, you know, what you think. But yeah, it's like, I get that like there's a lot of human cost that goes into exploration because you know how many astronauts have we lost?
Yeah.
You know, leading up to it. And then I know that they want to explore the ocean and there's going to be human. I feel like death was too easy of a him to get out. But then he's a billionaire. So what consequences would he have suffered for what he did do? So yeah, a lot of confusing thoughts about it.
Was he dishonest?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he skirted it. He did not get safety protocols done. He didn't register the ship with the submarine with any country so that way those Coast Guards couldn't track him. So
it's not great.
No.
What's The Life of Chuck? I keep seeing, I don't know what it is though.
The Life of Chuck is a short story by Stephen King. And I don't want to give anything away because it is a very confusing movie if you don't know anything about it going in.
Okay.
I want to tell people either read the story or read kind of the Wikipedia plot for the book online and then go see it or see the movie twice. Mm. I don't think you'll appreciate the beginning of the movie until you know how it ends.
Interesting.
And then you kind of, but then it's like, does that make a good movie? I don't know. I thought it was pretty excellent, but I knew what it was going in.
Stephen King, a part of the movie?
No, it's not really horror. It's more, I think, more Shawshank.
Okay.
More existential, life, death, the meaning of life.
Do you like Stephen King movies when he's involved?
It depends. I think he's kind of hit or miss. I know a lot of writers have trouble writing to the end. A lot of some of them will explain it's a lot easier if you know how the story ends and then you kind of reverse engineer it. I think a lot of times he suffers not knowing how. I mean, because I can't believe that he thought when he conceived the idea of It, he thought big spider.
Yeah.
So
he made some strange choices in
right.
It.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I love Needful Things, the book by him. There's a lot of good stories out there. It's just, you know, maybe he's a little bit like George Lucas. Maybe he needs a little hands off.
What is this movie with Joaquin Phoenix about the pandemic?
Oh, I think it's like Eddington. I have only seen the trailer, so I don't know. I know that it's supposed to be a follow up to another movie that director has done. I don't know too much about it.
What is your guys' level of appetite? Not only do I not want to see a movie or a documentary about COVID, but when I'm watching Stanley Tucci and it was filmed during COVID and they're wearing masks, I stop watching. Like, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want any entertainment source out coming out of COVID.
Why is that?
It's not like I had the worst time in the world during it, but it's just all icky to me and I just don't want to relive it.
What was icky about it?
About COVID?
Yeah. I mean, outside of the disease, I mean.
Probably the feeling at real risk for the second time in my life, the first one being 9/11, when I was walking around outside Emmaus looking up at the sky, not knowing what was going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And just the, it's a lot about masks. Yeah. It's a lot about masks.
You think it was the movie industry and the movies that have been put out about diseases and stuff played into that at all?
No, I typically like movies like that.
Really?
You know, I like.
Could you watch them now?
That's a great question. I would probably. I for me, it's mostly about masks because I was on 97.1 at the time,
right?
And we were having the most ridiculous people calling in with you're this if you wear a mask, right. You're that if you don't wear a mask. It was just like. Really?
It made it, yeah.
People this is were, our I, reaction you, to like a pandemic.
Defining your identity about whether or not you wore cloth on your face.
Yeah. So watching an entertainment vehicle by choice to pass my time in my life, and it's all about masks and...
So it brings up like that anxiety of the... Okay. Understandable. Yeah. I mean...
How about you guys?
I feel... Okay, I tried to watch the Bravo show Summer House from the COVID season the other day, and it was just like not fun. Because they couldn't leave the house, and it was, it was the same type of thing. It's like, you just feel a little closed in. I think someday I'll be able to revisit stuff like that and be fine with it, but I don't have PTSD, but I'm just like, I don't want to explore those emotions right now.
Yeah. Wheels probably didn't bother you, right?
It's fine if it's good. It's just got to be good. I haven't seen anything out there along those lines that has seemed intriguing.
Well, I don't know why you asked him if you knew what the answer was going to be.
Sometimes you just got to hear the words.
Sometimes it's like hitting your head against a wall.
Sometimes you just got to hear the words.
You're just waiting for that moment where he's like, you know, it really did affect me. And you'd be like, and then you wouldn't be able to finish the show because you'd have passed out.
Dave would pass out and hit his head.
No, I would immediately take him to the closest ER and they'd be like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'd be like, he's suddenly nuanced. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, just give him a test.
Dave's.
Trust me, there's something really wrong.
Barely able to choke out critical thinking.
I want you to listen to all these clips of him talking and then ask him questions.
Then ask him questions.
Yeah. But I would have to say, if everything I've seen that I enjoyed was How to Train Your Dragon live action. I was a little hesitant going into it because that is one of my favorite animated films, especially with the kids. And now that my kids are in their 20s, I was like, enough time has gone by. It's fine. But I think it was really smart that they brought in the same director that did the animated version is now doing the live. It's really good. I highly enjoyed it. I think people my age and their kids that are in their 20s, I think, would really enjoy it.
Cool. Yeah. Do you and your kids ever go back and watch classics from their childhood?
Oh, sure. Like, they have a better appreciation for, like, Mulan now. It sounds weird, but
understand it a little
being
bit better,
two girls, like, they understand it a little bit better. And, some, like, Wallace and Gromit you know, with the Were Rabbit. Yeah, a lot of that stuff that we are flushed away. I mean, there's a lot of hope. Boy, you could just kind of.
Boy, does who is my boy? That was in the Wallace and Gromit Chicken Run.
Oh,
the big star.
Mel Gibson?
Yes.
About okay. The chicken?
I get so mad at Mel Gibson.
Did you see they're
Mel
doing
Gibson.
The resurrection of the Passion of the Christ 2?
Yeah, he says it's going to be all screwed up. Like, weird.
What else
Why is
going to
be weird?
I think the way they're handling the resurrection, he says, is going to be like next level and like.
Do we need next level when it comes
ready.
To the resurrection?
Yeah.
Wait, the Passion ends without him resurrecting? I've never seen the film.
I saw it and I don't remember.
It ends on
either.
A cliffhanger.
But this. But, but that's what this one
Tune
is.
In next time.
Yeah, that's what I don't remember how it ended.
No. I don't either.
Yeah. I don't think I saw it.
But my point was, he was so great in Chicken Run.
Oh. Well, okay, well, he was good in Lethal Weapon, too.
What I know, but I just get mad at him because he's such an idiot. Oh, he's always saying horrible things to people. And,
come on, that's a lot of Hollywood, isn't it?
I guess he just stands out.
Like he was pretty mean and nasty to his fiance.
Yeah, no, he was. It's just, I feel like there's always a little, you know, like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Great actor, but he's, you know.
Facing some accusations these
days.
Yeah,
it's like he's got that Tron Ares coming out. It's like, how are they going to handle that? Hmm. Well, they'll probably bury him like they did the one kid that was in The Flash.
Yeah. You know, he should be done just based on Morbius. You shouldn't need sexual Shoot. Assault. Just making Morbius should be enough.
Maybe.
I really wanted to like that.
I'm thinking about how the one defense that no one's ever used for Mel Gibson is, come on, people, the man made Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Right.
He was so good at Chicken Run.
It's the best I got.
That threw me. I was just like, that's why you're mad at him? Because of Chicken Run.
Let's give him a pass.
Okay. He made me laugh. He made me cry.
Not Braveheart.
No.
But Chicken
Run. Boy knows what he likes.
And they announced today they're doing a Spaceballs 2.
No.
It's going to be so bad.
Why?
No. Yeah, don't
because
do that.
No. Money.
Why?
Money.
Oh, they're also making another Christmas Carol.
No, we should do.
Yeah, Robert Eggers
like,
is doing
we need
though.
Another. How many? There's like 97 of those. But there's 97.
I think he's going to do his more horror, though.
Do you guys think Mel Gibson stopped being funny, or did we stop?
Laughing at
thinking
him.
His thing was fun. Because I haven't seen like one of the older Mel Brooks movies in a long time. I guess
Mel
I watched.
Oh, you said Mel Gibson.
I was like, where is Mel Gibson?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm sorry.
I was going with it.
I was like,
yeah, Dave, thank you for your open mind. Dave was like, gone.
No, Andrew's thinking of the film What Women
he
Want.
He did talk about Chicken Run.
I mean,
so,
he was hilarious in Chicken Run.
Yeah. Yeah.
The oh Mel Brooks, yes.
No, I'm thinking about how he made that History of the World sequel, and it was like
terrible.
The worst movie ever made.
I think I made 15 minutes into that and had to turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, is it still as good as they were back then, and we just don't think it's funny anymore? Or is he just not funny because he's, like,
I think there's
110.
Something to creatives losing their fastball.
Yeah, I mean, but also, like, when you're resurrecting material that was funny, it's hard to keep making it funny. Yeah. You're doing the same joke. You're just renewing it 40 years later.
Yeah.
Do you think a Gen Alpha kid is going to sit down and watch History of the World and be like, this is hilarious?
Not likely.
The same way with Spaceballs.
I
it's
bet
right. not going to go well now.
They're going to be like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest. I was watching History of the World the other day and I was like,
Like not funny or too dirty?
It wasn't that it was. It was like, I see why people thought this was funny, but I'm not like holding my sides laughing. It's just like, you know, it's fine.
You
it's
watch
fine.
The most fascinating movies.
Yeah. She does.
She comes in on a Tuesday and she's like, okay, so we watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty last night.
Yeah, I have watch thoughts. That. That's a good movie. It's a fun one.
I will never understand.
I blame Kurt.
It's
100%. Yeah, no, it's 100%
because
him.
Because I've known her a really long
time. She ain't watching Secret Life of Walter Mitty on a Monday night.
Kurt made his appearance. I'm like, hey, what'd you guys do last night? She's like, oh, we watched The Secret of Nim. I'm like, okay.
How does he pick his movies?
How does he pick them?
Yeah. Out of a hat?
No, it's
just like out of a jar.
A lot of times it'll be, I haven't seen the film. And he's like, well, now we're watching it. And I've told him before.
Well, we have to watch Midnight Run right now.
So it's just kind of catching me up.
So
on the
like
floor,
the secret life of Walter Mitty came up in conversation. You said I didn't.
It's mostly like we'll be on YouTube and YouTube will be featuring that movie, and it's like, okay, oh, well, okay, we gotta watch this.
You know what I like about it? I respect his. I go through a fair amount of angst about, am I going to watch anything? Right?
I have the same way.
Wring my hands, yeah. And
no, it's actually really freeing because he just puts it on. Yeah, it's
just
like, dude,
pick someone
I would
watch
have
it.
Agonized about this for 15 minutes on whether or not I want to commit, and suddenly I'm.
And that's
just
why none of us watch any movies.
Yeah,
I do the same thing. Yeah. I have to have a list of like these are the things I need to watch in order for me to pick something.
I'll make you that list.
It's because if not, then I just pick what I've seen before.
Yeah.
Moving into the universe, and she's
the money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Welcome back, DGS 325. So if you need today's latest news, don't come to any of us. Go to Janelle. She's like, did you see that Governor Kehoe just activated the National Guard? We're like, Governor who? We're only on KMOX.
What was that
arguing
election?
With me about California. I'm like,
yeah, when
whoa,
was that election?
Whoa. Like, I don't think Kehoe's trying to have a...
And all three of us were like, okay. Quite interesting.
Do you guys not get news notifications on your
phone? Yes. Yeah, she goes, check your notifications.
I do not
and I
get
pretended
news
to because I don't get notifications. I'm
no,
like, oh,
I
there
turn
it
them
is.
Off.
There it is.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Now I see it.
I get a lot of sports notifications, though.
I still get those, too, yeah.
So is it still going on full throttle in L.A.? I didn't watch it last night.
I know they have the curfew still going on, but...
So what is Governor Kehoe doing apropos
well,
of Missouri?
There's a lot of stuff planned nationwide
for the big
weekend.
Parade?
Well, not just that, but also for the weekend.
What do we think of the big parade?
Not a fan, but whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's like, what, costing $135 million?
I don't even if it cost $1, it's, what are we showing? Everybody in the world knows we have the biggest, baddest military on the planet. Yeah. Who are we showing? What are
you
we,
don't always got to pull your pants down.
No. And if anybody's starting to feel froggy and they're like, oh, I bet they're not as strong as they think, go ahead and try.
They can't even have a parade.
Go ahead and try. I mean, like, it's...
Yeah, I mean, you look at the countries that do have those kind of parades and you're like...
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, like what?
Really? Is this who we're throwing our hat in with? Okay.
I would say that it would be nice because they, you know, we're using the guise of the 250th birthday of the United States Army, which should be celebrated. It'd be great. How about we just celebrate by giving them all a big fat bonus for doing what they do instead of spending money on parades, instead of doing any of this other nonsense? Just say, hey, you know what? We love you guys, all of you. We're giving you a bunch of money.
Or do it on the Veterans Day. I mean, do it for November 11th. Everybody complains that nobody does enough for November 11th, the Veterans Day. Have the parade then.
If we're going to do, but I don't, I mean, for, like, if you're going to spend money, give it to the people who are making the sacrifices and don't just spend it on rolling tanks down the street. Right? I mean, like, I would much rather take the action of thanking people that are making that choice to serve and make it about celebrating them than making it a big visual thing for everybody. Like, I love flyovers. Great. Those get logged as training hours anyway. They need to do things. So awesome. And it is really cool. If you guys have all seen them, it is really cool. But like,
coming on the heels of Doge, it looks dumb.
Yeah. We do a lot to like celebrate the military. I think we need to do more for them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Agreed. For them.
Agreed. Matt, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. If you're trying to watch this on the stream, there's something going on nationally. People are all over the country talking about that this side is down and that side is down. And our StreamYard that we use to stream is one of those things that's down. So hopefully it'll be back up by tomorrow. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of stuff is not working.
That's what we're hearing, yeah.
Uh-oh.
But we're working. We're here.
We're here.
You don't have to look at us anyway.
Nah. So it's, you know, kind of wildfire hazy here, Dave.
Yeah, the smoke per se, it's a lot of clouds really, but the smoke from the western and central Canada wildfires is starting to filter its way down. It started about 2 days ago. It's nothing really extreme. That smoke actually has found its way all the way over to Europe believe it or not, just in the circulation of patterns. But this is kind of the sign that we are going into another stretch of unsettled weather after a couple of great days. Mm-hmm. So lots of clouds around this evening, lots of clouds overnight. Not much in the way of showing up on the radar, but there could be a shower. There could be a thunder shower. The humidity is also starting to bump up. It's not extreme, but it's starting to come up tonight. 70 for the low. That's quite warm. Friday, scattered showers, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms. Humidity continues to come up on Friday. 84 degrees, scattered showers and non-severe thunderstorms, and quite humid Friday night. Saturday, kind of the same pattern. It's warm, it's humid. Scattered showers, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms. 85 degrees, a little better on Sunday, partly sunny, though it's very humid on Sunday. Maybe a spot thunderstorm around, but a lot of dry time, 87 degrees. So the big deal is the humidity is coming back for a stay, and it does look like next week, by the middle of next week, we could be consistently over 90 degrees, which we have not hit yet.
Okay. Speaking of Father's Day, Dave, did I tell you that my daughter has a summer job?
Oh, that's good.
She's a Smurf.
I love it.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe how much money this girl's making being a Smurf.
No further questions.
Yeah.
Are they taking applications?
Enough said.
Got to be between 5 foot nothing and 5'4".
Dang it. Okay. Okay. And where
first
is
time
this?
In my life I'm too tall.
Lots of different. Get out of here, you giant.
Like, I just made it.
You're not Smurf material. Just all over. Like, she's going to make an appearance here on the show. That'll be fun.
And what color? What color Smurf?
I think they're all blue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are they all blue? I thought they were a couple.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. It's like one of the main things about them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Smurfy Look at blue. Andrew being mean to Dave.
I know.
He's getting him back for that baseball comment.
Yeah. Tell him he's not a real man if he doesn't know what color Smurfs are.
Yeah, you don't know Smurf.
Don't make me bring up that baseball swing again.
Oh. The baseball swing is fine. I hit more swing hits than anybody.
I hit more swings than anybody.
I was hitting them things like crazy.
I was pitching to him. He was hitting him.
Yeah.
I was getting upset underhand. Because Dave was pitching to me and I was
that
hitting
being said, I was when I saw the video, I was like, oh, Rachel, did I have no better looking swings?
I'm sorry. I was throwing together a video. I was getting upset because Dave was pitching to me and I was hitting a bunch, but like Wheeler wasn't seeing them.
Yeah, he didn't see any of mine either. As soon as I started hitting, he was like, well, I got to go do some stuff. And then he just disappeared.
Everybody was showing off for you, and you weren't paying attention.
I had to set a thing up.
Andrew does protest a lot.
Hey, Andrew, we did one-on-one pitching lessons, and that's all I'm going to say. Because.
So, is she a Smurf for the movie?
Yeah. Yes. Is there a Smurf movie coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
There you go.
They were just all blue.
They're all blue.
The kids love the Smurfs. What can I say?
So she is, what's the name of the?
Smurfette.
Smurfette.
Mm.
Yes.
I almost said Lady Smurf.
Mrs. Smurf.
Yeah, there's canon that I think that Papa Smurf created Smurfette, and I found that a little...
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, isn't it her dad?
Yeah, but like she's the only female.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We saw the trailer for this when we went and saw Mission Impossible.
That makes sense.
I don't understand why it would have been on there. God, it looks
like a Smurf.
Amazing,
movie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Let's put it this way. It looks very Smurfy. Yeah. And they like to substitute the word Smurf in for every other word, and yes. For the swear words is too. And
they have brought in other girl Smurfs.
Oh,
now.
Have they?
Yes, like Sassy Smurf and Smurf Blossom and Smurf Lily.
Did you look that up or did you know it?
I looked it up. No, I didn't know it.
This isn't one of his things. Okay,
he doesn't know about Augusta.
He looked it up.
Now I just looked up something in the egg and the Smurfs. There are a trio of Smurfs that are not blue.
Oh, see, he had to prove
everybody wrong.
What color are they? Right.
They're yellow.
Then they ain't Smurfs.
Red.
Those are minions.
That's the devil. Yeah, those are minions, Dave. You're thinking of minions.
Did you say that's the devil?
Yeah. Dave, did you say eggs?
The egg and the Smurfs. And yes, they use a magic egg to try to turn themselves blue.
Wow.
Nope.
Think Andrew could hit an egg if it was pitched to him.
There's also...
Oh, man!
When was the last time you swung a bat, Dave Murray?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to remember, I have a 5.5-year-old grandson, so it has been relatively recent.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you look great.
I look zero, awesome, especially
zero
when I'm
doubts
not wearing
about
shoes.
That.
Knives are out, baby.
There's a gray Smurf named Vexy, and under her occupation, it says originally a temptress.
Let me just check.
Sexy Smurf. Have to explain the name.
What's her name?
Her name is Vexy. Her race is originally naughty and then later Smurf. This is on the Smurf Wiki.
Originally naughty was a race?
I guess naughty is a race of gray-skinned Smurfs.
I found my people.
And then they turn into Smurfs when they become good and they're blue-skinned.
Go, see?
Yeah.
This is from the Smurfs 2.
This can go bad real fast.
Oh, no. This isn't real. I'm dead right now. I have obviously had a stroke.
This is Dave's near-death experience.
This is, yeah. If they bring me back, I'll be like, and then Dave Murray said, I wonder if Andrew could hit the Smurf bag with a bat.
Kevin will say something nuanced, and you'll just walk out.
Kevin, I'm all about Kevin will nuance. Be really paying attention to what I'm saying.
What?
Kevin will say, I'm feeling very vulnerable today.
Just to be fair, if that ever happens, take me to the doctor.
Kevin starts misting out.
I've already bought my tickets for the Smurf movie.
Yeah,
Smurf movie looks great.
If I say any of those words, call the doctor.
Did you hear my story about the Canadians? I bought them hot dogs and beer the whole game, and then I teared up. What a great guy I am. I'm literally shedding tears. Sitting there by myself at a ball game, shedding tears. I'm like, you're just the best. When's the last time you cried? Outside of a dog dying.
The Smurfs too.
I mean,
when Vexy was naughty.
When Vexy stopped being a temptress, I just cried my eyes out.
She went from gray to blue. You're really thinking.
Yeah.
Either that or you're not paying attention again.
No, I'm paying attention. Boy, that's a good question, man.
You lost in MLB The Show.
No, I don't cry. I just rage. Maybe there may be some hot tears that come out when you're raging like that.
Oh, hot tears.
I cry from laughing all the time.
Yeah, that's a different.
Yeah, I know.
See, here's the thing. Kevin's like, I don't get sad. I just get like really dark and upset and water starts coming out of my eyes, but I don't get sad.
Salty discharge.
And so this has been my theory for a long time is that Kevin does have all these emotions. He just doesn't understand
them.
Yeah, he just doesn't have words for them.
Well, anger is a secondary emotion.
Okay.
So when he gets like, when he's like, I just get really mad and angry at the world and then water starts falling from my face and it's very salty tasting. Like, I just think he doesn't have the word I'm sad.
Man, that's a lot of cope right there.
He just thinks it's, I'm mad watering.
Can't believe that.
Mad watering.
I'm angry sweating from my eyes.
I'm sorry I don't fit into all of the preconceptions of what a human is.
You said a mouthful there. We accept your apology.
Listen, I'm sorry I'm not like you guys.
He hatched from a different kind of Smurf.
I came from a different egg.
He's,
right.
He's a naughty. He's no Smurf.
I'm a gray Smurf.
You're about to make him hate cry.
Hate cry.
Yeah, what if Kevin's the most emotional of us?
Well, like I said,
Dear Diary, you figured me out.
Susan, I love this day.
Get my feather pin.
This is the first day of my life. I'm so mad.
I just miss you so much.
Slam poetry.
What? I'm good old poetry. I'm not a beatnik.
Susan's like, are you having the angry waters? I'm having the angry waters.
Angry waters.
Do you need your angry water towel? Probably.
Oh, my God.
Don't look at me.
Shut up. We've lived a lifetime.
This is great.
Which is good since I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think heaven would be like this?
Yeah, no. This is definitely purgatory.
Yeah, you ain't crossing over yet.
What if this is heaven?
Yeah, I got.
What if this is actually heaven? Not
I mean,
what a disappointment.
Yeah.
If it's hell, it's actually not so bad.
No, yeah. It's fine.
No,
if
no,
it's hell.
It's definitely not
if it's
that.
Hell,
wait a minute.
Would
you wouldn't prefer this heaven to the Hosanna heaven?
Oh, no. I'm not lasting very long in Hosanna heaven.
What's a Hosanna heaven?
When I was a Christian,
like the real deal?
A guy came and he just kept talking about when we're in heaven, we'll be singing Hosanna for 10,000 years and it won't even be like any time passed. And I raised my hand and I'm like, I'm going to level with you. Like, I got maybe 2 weeks of Hosanna.
Just like, miss me with that.
Yeah. Like,
where's the other line?
I'll be looking for the exit.
2 weeks is like 6,000 Hosannas minimum.
Raising my hand and having them like, do we have muffins? Like, is there?
Yeah.
Is this just basically it? Hosanna? Yeah. Can we at least change it to Rosanna?
God's can we... like, well, you can go to hell and listen to Andrew tell you that Vexy is Smurfette's darker sister.
Well, we've got Kevin over here. He's going to be crying.
Oh, man.
If you prefer, you can pitch to Andrew.
Hey, let's go. Somebody needs to practice getting hit by a pitch.
Thank you, Dave.
This has been special.
Welcome back, DGS 352. Janelle hanging out with us. We have Mike Elam coming up at 4. Now I can't believe tomorrow's Friday. Like, I don't know. Today doesn't even feel like anything. Doesn't feel like Thursday.
Well, we just had a Smurf fever dream as well.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That doesn't really help
and
things.
A day off yesterday.
And a day off. That's true. I was going to talk about baseball and what was it going to be about? Let me check something here. Nope, nothing.
Could it right. Could it have something to do with the Cardinals?
I'm sorry,
was
who?
Was it about pitching?
Oh, I know what it was. TikTok has figured out that I love baseball.
All right.
And then it started showing me travel ball.
Oh.
And then it started showing me the feral children of travel ball, which are great.
Yes.
It's usually a little girl whose face is covered in dirt. And her parents just tell her, go do something for 9 innings. And they're just out there living their life.
Yeah.
Looks
it's
pretty,
real.
Looks pretty good.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yep. The feral little siblings are real. They exist in the wild. Well, not really in the wild, but they are the wild while the games are going
they
on.
They look like they're having a ball.
Well, they're in a place where they're safe.
Yeah.
Because there's usually a playground or some dirt to climb on or something like that. And they're just, you know, you're not near a road. You're not really anything. And they're usually not like 4 or 5. You're talking about like 7, 8, 9 year olds.
Reminds me of when Mark Close would wax philosophic about how his mom and dad used to take him to the porn drive-in. Remember that?
Yeah.
He would play frisbee with his other friends.
Mm-hmm. I was one
true
of
story.
Those feral children at the, like
the ball
Little
game?
League baseball game. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
Having some fun, Dip?
Had some fun dip from time to time. I was just such a shy kid that the other children always had to approach me to play. But once they did, it was like, I got new friends.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's do this thing.
Same.
Yep. Yeah, you don't want to be too deep into the travel ball TikTok.
Yeah, when you said feral, I was worried that it was going to be parents.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the silence.
You're just like, I don't want to hear any more words.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah. It's not what it used to be in the last segment. So that's an improvement.
You're no longer dead anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That I came back to
back.
This.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.